Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, the AAFA, and I'm a huge fan of the AAFA, they have released their 2024 AllergyCapitals.com report detailing the most challenging cities in the United States for living with seasonal allergies. Number one is the beautiful swinging town of Wichita, Kansas. It rolls right off the tongue. You probably already knew that when you're saying to yourself, well, Jeff, duh, we know Wichita, Kansas is number one. Coming in number two, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Number three, Greenville, South Carolina. Number four is the biggest city on this list, Dallas, Texas, is number four on the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America's AllergyCapitals.com list. Now, this is, you know, cities that have the most challenges when it comes to seasonal allergies. It's interesting. There's not a, I mean, the places, when you look at this list, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Richmond, Virginia, Des Moines, Raleigh, Fayetteville, Allentown, Baton Rouge, Sarasota, Houston, Columbia, South Carolina, Orlando, Florida, Little Rock, Arkansas, Chattanooga, Greensboro, Kansas City. You think to yourself, huh, there's no cities in the Northeast. There's no cities out West. So I guess if you want to, you know, not have to deal with seasonal allergy challenges, then you need to live either in the Northeast or the Northwest. But if you don't want to do that, I guess you just suffer. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. All right, so I've got to talk about Sonic Drive-In for a second. I have a little bit of an issue with Sonic, and I went there yesterday, and it made me very, very angry. No, I'm not talking. I am talking about the Sonic Drive-Ins, not the Sonic the Hedgehog. I see where Sonic the Hedgehog and Angry Birds are coming together for their Sonic X Angry Birds crossover event that's taking place. Well, it started yesterday, and now it's taking place through the 21st of March. If you're listening live today, today is the 15th of March, 2024. So you've got about a week to check out the event across all featured games. So Sonic Forces, Sonic Dash, Angry Birds 2, Angry Birds Friends, and Angry Birds Dream Blast events within each are different, and the Sonic titles, so they have crossover events for your mobile. So have fun. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Sonic Drive-In. So I pull into Sonic, and you pull into a slot, you know, for your car to place your order. And you push the little red button. Boop. And then it says activated, and we'll be with you in a moment, right? So I pull into one slot, and I push the button, and nothing happens. And I think, well, that's not good. So I wait for a little bit, and I push it again, and nothing happens. So I figure, okay, this slot is not working. So I back out, and I go right across the lane to the other slot. Slot 24, by the way. And I pull into slot 24, and I click the red button, and it's activated. So there you go. I'm waiting to talk to someone. And then I'm waiting to talk to someone. And I'm waiting to talk to someone. So I click the activation button again just to maybe, I don't know what, I'm sure in my head I know. Once I click it, it's already activated. If I click it again, they don't get another buzz or beep or, you know, vibration in the building. I'm pretty well aware that that doesn't happen. But still, it's like pushing the closed door on an elevator button. You know it doesn't do any good, but you still push it, right? So I push the button, it doesn't happen. So I sit there and I think, okay, well, maybe, you know, if they're usually pretty fast, but they look pretty busy. And then I see a car in my rearview mirror pull into a slot, another slot, and I see the lady stick her head out the window, you know, to talk, because people stick their head out the window to talk into the microphone. Yeah, I'd like to order! They can't just sit in their car and say, yeah, I'd like to order. No, you can't do that. You got to lean out and you holler. And so now I'm ticked. So I back out of this place and I go to another slot and I click the activation button and it activates. And I mean, within 10 seconds, hey, welcome to Sonic. How can I help you? Okay. So I placed my order. And you remember I told you that the way to get service at Sonic is to just whatever change you're to get back on your deal, leave that as a tip. Because it shows on the screen that you left a tip. It doesn't matter what it is. 10 cents, 12 cents, 80 cents, whatever it is, click leave a tip. Change for tip. Because that means you got a tip, and that means that they wait on you and take better care of you. I believe that. And it has proved true in my case. So, I mean, they take my order, and they come. I mean, it's pretty, it really fast comes out. And I tell the girl, hey, before you go, just FYI, that slot over there, slot 12, and the slot across the way there, slot 24, doesn't work. I clicked the activation button, doesn't work on 12, and the activation button works on 24, but there's no audio coming through. She looks at me with a straight face. Yeah, we know about 24. We know 24 is broken, but they won't let us put a cone up. So, sorry. And she walks away. Hello? If you know a slot is broken, you don't have a cone to put up. Maybe you put a sign on it and say, out of order. And so at least if I pull in and I see out of order, I'm frustrated. I'm like, oh, God, of course I pull into an out of order one. But I back out and I'm okay. I'm okay with it. Now, maybe they have more than... They have, for sure they have two. Maybe they have more that are broken. So pretty soon you start getting people backing out and pulling into different out-of-order slots, and now they're ticked and they leave. I don't think it's a good idea to piss off your customers. That's just me. So Inspire Brands, I know that you own Sonic. Maybe, you know, you take care of a little business. I know you guys are busy with your Arby's and your Buffalo Wild Wings and your Dunkin' and your Baskin Robbins and your Jimmy John's and your Rusty Taco, but how about you spend a little time at Sonic? And let's go ahead and get the managers to know, you know, if one of the drive-in places are broken, let's get it fixed, or at least let's alert the customers so you don't make them mad. What do you say? Huh? And we have a couple of stories coming out of Texas. One makes me happy, and one makes me unhappy. One, the governor, Greg Abbott, his comment about people pulling out of Southwest by or South by Southwest. I love it. Apparently there were some bands that pulled out of South by Southwest because the U.S. Army had a sponsorship for South by Southwest, and we can't be a part of any of that when we have wars going on, and we won't be a part of that. Okay, no problem, easy now. You know, I know you're all wound up about the Palestinians, but easy. I'm not going to be part of the war machine. So he responded in on X, saying bands pull out of South by Southwest over U.S. Army sponsorship. Bye. Don't come back. Now that makes me laugh. And he also went on to say in his ex post, Austin remains the headquarters for the Army Futures Command. San Antonio is Military City USA. We are proud of the U.S. military in Texas. If you don't like it, don't come here. I love it. I wish more politicians and leaders would speak that way. But, of course, they were wound up about the Army being sponsors, but I guess they didn't care about all the other sponsorships that South by Southwest has. The U.S. Army is one of the super sponsors. But we also have Volkswagen, White Claw, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Capital One. Those and others are listed as notable alum, Delta Airlines. And so we have, I mean, there are other big sponsors for South by Southwest. But if you're mad because the Army is a sponsor, in the words of Governor Greg Abbott, Bye. But then I see where HB 1181 law passed earlier this week, and it requires companies that offer sexual material harmful to minors to verify that guests on their website are 18 or older, either by proof of government-issued identification or another system that uses public and private data. Texas Attorney General has said that he has sued Pornhub, the parent company, to force them to comply with HB 1181. And he also threatened the company with millions of dollars in civil penalties, including up to $10,000 a day and $250,000 if a child is exposed to pornographic content due to not properly verifying user's age. Texas has a right to protect its children from the detrimental effects of pornographic content. Now, Pornhub is not only fighting for the rights of their members, this is Pornhub speaking, but they are fighting for the larger adult entertainment community, but for the right of all Americans to access constitutionally protected expression in the privacy of their own home. Interesting. Now, they have put up a message when you go to Pornhub here in Texas, which is, kind of disheartening, because they have a message that reads, "Dear user, what are..." Does this music actually play when I log on to Pornhub? Oh, yeah. "Dear user, you're not going to make it to the end of this message, but I'm going to go ahead and leave it on the home screen anyway." Oh, yeah. As you may know, your elected officials in Texas are requiring us to verify your age before allowing you access to our website. Not only does this impinge on the rights of adults to access protected speech.
Right there, Fisher. Stop it right there.
Chris Cruz I gotta
interrupt
you. Because I thought you were on a plane.
I'm about to hop into the plane. I know we have some things to cover. Yeah. How is porn protected speech?
Oh, my. You know what? We're done. Of course it's protected speech.
How is it protected speech?
Because it's...
They're not even talking.
If you play the music back.
Wait.
They're talking right there. Weightlessness.
Oh, Jesus. Weightlessness.
That's protected speech, my friends, right there.
How is porn protected speech? I really would like to know that. Like, what part of the speech part is that being blocked? In all seriousness.
Okay. This page that they post on their Pornhub page is way too long. Nobody's reading this.
Keep reading. I just want to do
No one is reading this.
Like I said, the first two sentences.
"It fails strict scrutiny by employing the least effective and yet also most restrictive means of accomplishing Texas' stated purpose of allegedly protecting minors." Yeah.
Allegedly protecting minors?
Right.
What does that mean?
Well, they're saying that it's not that it doesn't work.
It does work.
Well, no, it doesn't. Well, it works because Pornhub has, shut it down, right? They're not allowing people in Texas to go there. They've done the same thing in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Utah, and Virginia. I will say it's getting a little difficult for me to VPN to other states.
VPN through other states?
Yeah, it's
getting difficult.
Starting to tick me off, all right? On top of having to VPN from another state, here in this building... Studios.
He's being double blocked.
I can't even go to Pornhub in this building. I got a VPN outside of this building, and then I got a VPN
back
to another state. Yes. As it's getting very frustrating.
That's a lot of gas.
That is.
That's a lot of gas.
A whole bunch of gas.
I would love to know. Maybe I'll do this. Am I going somewhere? I would like to know. Oh, yeah, I am going to Oklahoma. Is Oklahoma blocking Pornhub?
No, that
okay.
was not on the list.
So
right?
I would love to go and be in the, state border for Texas.
Oh, okay. See where it cuts off?
Okay, I can't access Pornhub. Then cross Oklahoma, because if I live in Oklahoma and the cell tower is in Texas, I'm pissed.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm pissed.
Right.
I'm pissed.
All right.
Because I want to click on that. So I got to go now down the street and grab the other cell tower.
I mean, we've had battles over porn for a long, long time.
But I do feel like this is a great start.
We're done. Let's say you want to, you know, you live in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Utah, Virginia, Texas now, and you think, man, I have got to get out of here. I got to sell my house. And sometimes you just have to. Well, you're going to need real estate agents I trust on your side. And I know. It started quite a while ago. Glenn started it up because he was tired of dealing with the incompetent real estate agents. And he figured you might be too. But let's face it, buying and selling a home, while is not fun, it's a lot of work, it can really be confusing, and you don't want to be making a lot of mistakes, you're still going to need someone on your side. And that's where realestateagentsitrust.com comes in. So if you're in any of those states that have porn blocked and you want to move, use realestateagentsitrust.com. Maybe you live in a state where porn isn't blocked and you want to move to a state where porn is blocked. Realestateagentsitrust.com. The agents they work with are the best in your area. They're top sellers. They know the lay of the land and the best practices to get you and your family where you need to go, whether it's across the street or across the country. Most of these agents are fans of the show, so you'll have something in common. And so you can do yourself and your family a favor and check them out. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. Real Estate Agents I Trust. Really, you know, the name says it all. Real Estate Agents I Trust, duh. Go to RealEstateAgentsITrust.com and get started today if for any reason you positively have to buy or sell a house. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Be sure to follow me on social media sites at JeffyJFR on X. Jeff Fisher Radio is Facebook and Instagram. You can follow me on YouTube, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can always email the show. Anytime, chewingthefat@theblaze.com, and you can order a cameo from me at JeffyJFR on Cameo. I know that costs money, I get it, but that's the way the site works, at JeffyJFR on Cameo. I believe it's just Jeff Fisher on the Cameo website. Hopefully you win the lotto this weekend, and you don't have to worry. You can order a cameo from me, and you don't have to worry about how much it costs. The Mega Millions drawing is tonight, the 15th of March, 2024. $792 million jackpot with $381.8 million cash payout. The Powerball drawing is tomorrow night. That's just a measly $600 million jackpot with $293.4 million cash payout. Now, as much as I want you to win, multiply that by 1,000 is how much I want to win. So, I mean, I want you to win. I do. Believe me. I'm looking right at you. You know I want you to win. And I want you to win a lot. But I want myself to win a lot, 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 lot more than you. But good luck. Good luck. All of us can't be Don Lemon, right? I see Don Lemon. He promoted his Big X show. He was all happy. He was going to do three 30-minute shows a week on X. That was his deal. I don't know what he got paid for it. I didn't see any numbers that were released. He's still, CNN got to pay him another $20, $25 million from his contract with them. And so he did his interview with Elon. And the space where they did the interview from was awesome. It's really cool looking. But after the interview, Elon was like, this guy sucks. I can't believe we're paying him for anything. So I said, yeah, we're not, we're canceling that. You're not doing a show on my platform. Now, you can still use my platform. He didn't cancel him from the platform or anything. He said, sure, hey, you want to do stuff on X like anybody else, you go ahead. But I'm not paying you to do a show because you suck, okay? You were terrible. And so Lemon immediately, instead of just owning it and saying you can still get it on YouTube and I'll still post it on X, which he could do, it just wouldn't be a sponsored event from X. he went crying to CNN. And they let him on. They let him on. Unbelievable. And the only reason they let this doofus on, back on CNN, who they got rid of, by the way, who they gave the boot to, who he sued to get his money back from the contract, they let him back on because they hate Elon Musk more than they hate Don Lemon. Because Elon represents free speech. And, okay, we hate Don Lemon, but we really hate Elon, and we're going to be able to beat up on Elon. So go ahead and put him on. Aaron, you talk to him. Aaron Burnett, yeah, you got your silly little show that nobody watches? Yeah, go ahead and talk to him on that. I mean, I do kind of love the battle, but Don Lemon, I mean, just terrible. And he always was terrible. He was just a TV host, a talking head mouthpiece. So they're done. Have a nice day. Elon was over in Germany, and he was like, ooh, yeah, we're done. Sorry about it, but we're not doing the Don Lemon Show on X. I wonder why. Oh, that's right, because he sucks. And you know, Elon, if you were unhappy with the way Don talked to you, you can always come on Chewing the Fat. I'm here for you. Chewing the Fat, I'm happy to talk to Elon. In fact, I would love talking to Elon Musk here on Chewing the Fat. I'll give you all the time in the world. We can sit down, we can talk, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about SpaceX, we can talk about Tesla, we can talk about your girlfriends, we can talk about your kids, we can talk about your living quarters, where you're living now, what you've sold, what's going on, your relationship with the government and NASA, how that affects your relationship with the government and Tesla and your electric vehicles. I mean, I know how that relationship is. I don't know that our audience understands all of it, and I would love to talk to you about it. So, Elon, Chewing the Fat is here for you. And I promise you with all my heart, all right, there's no way, I'm going to say it, there's no way I could suck as bad as Don Lemon. And they're at it again. They're at it again. Hollywood union leaders have warned of the possibility of another strike this summer if the studios can't reach a deal before crew contracts expire July 31st. So there's a big rally of crew members in California, and Sean O'Brien, the president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, said the union should commit to withhold their labor and not grant an extension if a deal is not agreed by the deadline. We are not afraid to strike. If these greedy corporations, whether it's Amazon, Netflix, Sony, Disney, if they choose not to reward our members, they're putting themselves on strike. We'll put them on their back, on their knees, begging for mercy. Okay, Sean, calm down, okay? I can't calm down. So negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers are set to begin first of next week. And the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, Teamsters, and Hollywood Basic Crafts will jointly bargain health and pension benefits. Over the next few months, the IATSE, that I like to call them, and the Teamsters and Basic Crafts will begin bargaining their separate agreements with the hope of having the deals ratified by the deadline. Now, Matthew Loeb, the international president of the IATSE, struck a somewhat more moderate tone than O'Brien, repeatedly emphasizing there's enough to go around. Yeah, that whole, if they're putting themselves on strike, we will put them on their back, on their knees, begging for mercy. That's the guy from the Teamsters. So really doesn't surprise me that he's talking like that. But another strike is coming, I'll tell you that. Which is an example of why you need Blaze TV Plus. Blaze TV Plus. Because if there's a strike out there in Hollywood, we are still creating content here on Blaze TV for you. And we've also started posting a new original, Blaze Original Series, Texas versus the Feds, How the Elites Use the Border Crisis Against Us. And it is up and running at Blaze TV Plus. It started yesterday. It dropped yesterday. Jason Buttrell and the Blaze Originals team found an alarming way around the Texas National Guard border blockade to show you, the viewer at home, what is really going on. Go to blazeoriginals.com. Use the code BORDERCRISIS. Get $30 off your Blaze TV Plus subscription. Go to blazeoriginals.com. Use the code BORDERCRISIS. Get $30 off your Blaze TV Plus subscription. You can go to blazetv.com/Jeffy and maybe use the offer code BORDERCRISIS and it'll get you $30 off your Blaze TV Plus subscription. I get the credit for it. And then, you know, you are also get the credit by being a member of Blaze TV Plus. But worst case scenario, just go to blazeoriginals.com and use the code BORDERCRISIS. That'll get you $30 off your Blaze TV Plus subscription. And the Blaze Originals, this latest one with Jason, pretty incredible. Whatever, I mean, that Texas border standoff, the Take Our Border Back convoy to the front line of the border crisis, Jason was down there, and they uncovered what was really happening during Governor Greg Abbott's fight against federal agents. And he claims he was here. He told us it's jaw-dropping what he found out. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to watch it this weekend. I was not afforded a preview of the documentary series before it dropped on Blaze TV Plus. So I've got to watch it just like you. my Blaze TV Plus subscription. Okay. All right, whatever. But you can go, if you're not a member, to Blaze TV Plus and become a subscriber today. Go to blazeoriginals.com and use the offer code BORDERCRISIS. Get that $30 off your Blaze TV Plus subscription. I mean, we hear that. That means we have to do a quick Royals update. And I mean quick, just a quick Royals update.
Quick one, yeah.
With Chris Cruz. Yeah,
quick
because
one.
We've got, like, there's three headlines I want to talk about. There's multiple headlines. I actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different Royals stories under the Royals heading. But there's only...
So your inbox looks like mine.
So there's only three, though, that I want to talk about. Okay. There's three, all right?
That I sent you part of that?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So we have Prince Harry set to attend the Diana Legacy Awards event, but he claims that he's going to show up only after Prince William's leaves. Prince William leaves. What?
Isn't that a disrespect to mom?
It is. And I feel like it's not going to happen. Right?
No, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like mom wanted them to be the brothers.
Correct.
Right, like it was a package deal. It wasn't William versus Harry. It was William and Harry being the future of England.
Wait one moment.
Oh no.
So wait one moment. So this event.
That's what happens when Fisher continues reading the headline. So he gets upset at the headline, but then he continues to read the story.
So. He's going to show up over video.
I'm just going to zoom in.
Prince Harry will appear via video call. He's not even going.
Well, to be fair, isn't that what we want him to do?
He's not even going.
The big...
And that means he's not. He can't play the video call?
No.
His brother's in the house?
No, can't do that.
Okay.
Can't do that.
Stop it.
But the interesting thing, isn't that what we want him to do? That when there's no carbon footprint, right? We say that all the time.
And the good news is, too, they have good news.
Oh, no. By the way, this is him keeping reading. He just...
After the ceremony.
Oh, he's...
More good news. Uh-huh, uh-huh. He and his wife, Meghan,
okay,
will take a call with the winners of the night. So that's special.
So they're going to open the ceremony, and then they're going to sit in front of the computer.
And we're going to say, man, congratulations.
You did it.
We are so proud of you. And my mom would be loving you. Now, she wouldn't love you if you say anything nice about William, but she would love you for this event. This is the Diana Award Charity. Is Camilla going to be there too? I doubt it.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
Is she going to be
probably
there?
Not. It doesn't. I haven't read that far into the story.
You haven't read that far into the story?
There's no way. There's no way that Camilla shows up for this. Not a chance. So I mean, Harry's not even showing up for it. Give me a break. The headline is that Prince Harry is set to attend the Legacy Awards event, but only after Prince William has left. He's not going to be there. It's a video call.
That's when my wife says, they got you to click, Chris. They got you to click.
They did. I saved it because of the headline, and then I continue. I wouldn't have talked about it had I read it on. It's just unbelievable. Okay, so then, as we go down the other stories under my Royals heading, what's the next one we have?
Is it Kate Middleton? Or
Meghan Markle. We'll get to Kate. Meghan Markle, the wife, got back on Instagram.
Wife, so far.
You know, that's a struggling marriage right there. We're not doing that.
They can't even afford to come.
So she's got a new... Thank you. He can't even afford to go back. That's why it's going to be a divorce, man. She 100%. Is not even letting him go back for this event, for his mother's event.
It has nothing to do with the king or the queen. The mom.
Yes, and Meghan is not.
Would you say, Fisher, Princess Diana is one of the most loved princes in the world?
100%.
Exactly.
Ever.
There will never be another Princess Diana.
No.
The way that the world loves Princess
Meghan wishes she could be Meghan. Oh, well. Diana.
Anybody wishes to be Princess Diana. Even,
as much as it's hated, even Camilla understands what Diana brought to the royal family.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, 100%.
I mean, well, Diana brought a marriage before Camilla was left out in the back barn. Yeah. But she won in the end.
She did.
She did win in the end. Anyway, Meghan has decided to launch a new surprise venture with American Riviera Orchard. It's a new website and Instagram page for the lifestyle brand. And man, it's exciting news for Meghan to launch this. She's back on Instagram now. She's just excited about American Riviera Orchard. Let's see what American Riviera Orchard is, shall we? The American Riviera Orchard Montecito.
By the way, for those of you watching at home, this is how Jeffy preps to the web to, for your show. The show you're listening to, he opens it live and gets the raw,
unfiltered. It's not even open. It's a wait list.
They want me
to enter my email and join the wait list, and they want me to follow them on Instagram.
By the way, have you noticed?
It's not even an account.
Have you noticed companies not doing that? And I wonder if it's because to see if there's a list, and then if they don't surpass a certain number, they toss it and go somewhere else.
It's over. Yeah, have a nice day.
Which makes sense, right? Just drop it.
Yeah.
Just drop it. Whatever you're going to drop, just drop it. I don't like this new thing.
Okay, so then we have the Kate Middleton.
Okay, this is the one. So, this is the one that it just broke. So
Kate.
It just broke.
Breaking news here on CTF and our live on-the-scene reporter, Chris Cruz. Reporting live for CTF News. Chris.
Fisher, I just landed here. You know, unlike Prince Harry, I can make it to London. So, big news in the senior staff of Kate Middleton.
Okay.
They did not know she was getting a surgery until the day of the surgery.
Well, she was embarrassed.
It's your senior staff.
Yeah, I know, but she was embarrassed and she just didn't, you know, realize it was probably that bad. And then the doctor said, hey, we got to get in and cut out your innards. And
so this now proves, in my opinion, this was not a scraping the uterus out.
I don't know.
This is more serious than what we thought of her baby machine being closed.
Well,
especially if no one knew.
Well, nobody knew she was going in for the surgery.
Yeah.
And it says in here that she is nowhere to be seen. I mean, they haven't seen her at all. The senior staff hasn't seen her.
So.
That's a little strange.
Of her being dead. It's just there.
You can't kill the princess off without.
Oh, I did not say she was killed. I did not say that. I said she's dead. Okay. Now, how did she succumb to the death? I don't know. But
it's been very hush-hush, though, man. That's for sure.
I love this quote from the princess staff. Only a few people know what's really going on, and they are tight-lipped. It's confusing and causing some concern. Very hush-hush in the palace.
And then the whole picture thing. That whole picture thing just threw... That's really putting kindling on the fire,
yeah,
man.
It threw more wood in the fire.
I know. Now, it says here that she's trying not to pay attention to all the rumors and the gossip.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. But William is doing his best to shield her. Yeah, he's already killed her. She's dead, according to Chris.
Again. Did I say that she was killed?
Well, you're reporting live on the scene.
I am.
You're a reporter.
I'm reporting live. That's why I'm saying that she's dead. Not that I'm accusing the future king of murder. Now, is it something? Are you saying that because his family has a history of making people disappeared via car accidents? I don't know. But
And to be honest now, all right, the person who you would think would be responsible for it is probably... We're done. Thanks for reporting live, Chris, in London. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you if any more breaking news happens from London. So it's Friday, and that means it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from count them 1, 2, 3, 4 headlines. One of them is not true. Thus, that's why we call it What's the Lie. Our contestant today, Jill Savage. If Jill wins, not only will she get to come back for another round, she will win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. For more information, you can go to Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie scent and design just for you. Also, if you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, you can email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Jill Savage, welcome to What's the Lie, Blaze TV contributor. How are you?
I am doing great, and I am very excited to be here on a Friday morning because there's a lot going on in the world right now, Jeffy. So some of it's easy to figure out, and some of it's very complicated because America 2024 is crazy right now.
Absolutely crazy. So it's very easy, just 4 headlines, and one of them is a lie. So you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Headline number 1. Singapore's concert ticket resale startup, co-founded by a woman, of course, couldn't get Eras Tour tickets. Headline number 2. Staff at a Virginia Wildlife Center pretend to be red foxes as they care for an orphaned kit. Headline number 3. Australian billionaire revives dream to set sail on Titanic 2. Headline number 4. Kobe Bryant statue features several typos. And we're working to correct those typos. Those are your 4 headlines. Headline number 1, Singapore's concert ticket resale startup, co-founded by a woman, of course, couldn't get Eras Tour tickets. Headline number 2, staff at a Virginia Wildlife Center pretend to be red foxes as they care for an orphaned kit. Headline number 3, Australian billionaire revives dream to set sail on Titanic 2. Headline number 4, Kobe Bryant statue features several typos, and the Lakers are working to maybe correct those typos. Those are your 4 headlines. Jill, what is the lie?
I would say headline number 2 is the lie.
Headline number 2 is the lie. Oh, no. Gosh darn it. I wanted you to win so bad, but you didn't. Thanks for listening and playing to What's the Lie? What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXX, IV. So, I mean, you want to take another shot? I mean, you don't win anything.
Well, my second guess is going to be the Kobe Bryant statue being full of... But I do actually think that people can't spell or write or do anything. So I thought, you know what? That's probably more probable.
Yeah, you want to try again? I mean, you might want to... I mean, that headline is correct. So that's true. That's real. So you want to try again? You got two more. You got two more out of the four. Take a shot.
So we're either going Eras Tour or Titanic 2.
You got Titanic 2 or the Singapore concert ticket startup. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, 50-50 shot.
That is.
Will it be more impressive if I don't get any of them, if I actually guess all of the truths? Because now that's kind of my new goal. I'm going to switch this all around.
Okay, all right.
And so I am a Swiftie, so I'll go with the Eras Tour Singapore ticket startup.
That would be the lie. That would be the lie.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It is really difficult getting tickets. And in Singapore, they were saying that they weren't going to let them back on like the resale market.
Correct.
So that's why I was just...
I know.
I thought that was true, that somebody would start a resale and they couldn't get them because that was part of the deal coming in.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's really the... Hey, thanks for playing, Jill. Man, I appreciate you stopping by more than you know.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.